Outside of politics, Evans is the owner of Checkline, a payday loan franchise. Going into the convention, he had support from Utah Senate President Wayne Niederhauser and other state lawmakers in his bid for party chairman. During his speech at the GOP organizing convention, Evans showcased his experience and his ability to successfully market GOP values.
I'm a former Republican state senator from a district that was 65% Democrat. I won that district by knocking on more than 2,000 doors myself and convincing unaffiliated voters why the Republican was the better choice.
Evans defeated his opponents, Aaron Gabrielson and Marco Diaz, in one round with 59% of the vote. His predecessor, Thomas Wright, spoke about reaching out to immigrant, minority, and gay communities. Evans, who is the first African-American to lead the Utah GOP, says Republican principles should appeal to more people.
Our Republican message is universal. It doesn't matter what your skin color is, your gender, your racial, sexual orientation. I mean, if you want smaller government, if you want to be in charge of your life, you know, if you want to be left alone on your own property, you know, if you want to be there for your family, those are Republican values, and they're translatable across every spectrum. So what we have to do is make sure that every spectrum understands our values, and then I'm confident they would be more inclined to want to participate.
In the race for GOP vice chair, former Washington County GOP leader Willie Billings defeated Rick Votaw in a second-round vote. Billings told delegates that he's tired of some areas of the state being underrepresented in the party.
Oh, I know it's been over 20 years since somebody from rural or southern Utah has represented this state party. This is not just a Wasatch Front party. It's a Utah state party.
Michelle Mumford was elected party secretary, and Dave Crittenden ran unopposed for treasurer. Terry Gilday, KUER News.